analyzer estimate by and between NITV Federal Services LLC and Taney County for the purchase of CVSA 3 Dell Rugged 14 model services. I'm trying to find, there's no actual.
$8,785.
Yes.
So what we're actually purchasing is the CVSA 3 Dell Rugged 14 model series and the Dell 3-year Pro Support on-site hardware service.
And then the certified examiner's course and the
Two certified examiner's course, one of them with, at the price of $1,395, and then the second one is discounted to $595.
And that's on the second page of the invoice.
So, sorry, I meant my motion to say move to approve the purchase of the computer voice stress analyzer as estimated and presented in file number 23-025S.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I apologize. I knew you had switched them on the agenda, but it sounded pretty much like the same thing.
Yes. They are stated with the same prefix on them.
This is for the actual, the next one's for
the actual agreement. Yeah,
the actual license agreement.
Yes.
The software. You guys have any questions on that?
No. You just have two users, and they have the password. No one else could get into the information, so they could share it.
Correct.
Protection.
Correct.
Thank you. No.
So the agenda item that we will be voting on is for the end user license agreement for the CVSA software number 23-026S.
Move to approve the end user license agreement for CVSA software.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is the agreement for a special response team vehicle, number 23-022S, Sheriff.
Just for reference, how old is our existing one?
I believe it's, this would be speculation, but I think it's a 91 or 92. It's got a lot of miles. We purchased it used. It was an old retired ambulance whenever we purchased it.
So it's over 30 years old.
Yeah.
You guys have any questions? Move to approve the agreement for special response team vehicle by and between the Armored Group Defense LLC, aka the Armored Group LLC, and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Sheriff, everybody else probably knows and it should be explanatory, but it being a 91 and the reason that we've been able to keep that many years, exactly what do you use it for?
Well, we use it whenever we have search warrants and SWAT call-outs and stuff like that, you know, barricaded people and that type of thing.
Yeah. So it's... That's why we were able to keep it for so long. It's not like it's a deputy car that's on the road every day.
No, and with this one, purchasing it new, it'll be around a lot longer than any of us are, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Wait a minute.
I don't know how long you're planning on working.
It's still 90. Maybe not here, but...
Okay. Thank you all.
Speculation.
Is that a disclaimer?
Next on our agenda is the fiscal year 2022 State and Local Cyber Security Grant Program subaward agreement, number 23-024EM, Emergency Management. How are you, Melissa?
Good, how are you?
Good. Presenting this morning, we have Ms. Melissa Duckworth with our Emergency Management Program.
This is a grant we applied for back in December in conjunction with IT. It's some funds actually through ARPA at the state level that they set up for cybersecurity. We had actually requested $167,000 with a lot of this. Joe Blackerby did quite a bit of work, and they awarded us $64,946, which of that we have to match 10%. So the county will be responsible for $6,494 of that, and then $58,451 will come from the grant funds. So after talking with Joe, obviously less than we had asked for, he thinks we can still do quite a bit to improve the county cybersecurity with those awarded funds. Okay. It's the standard federal grant requirements. I'm sure Mr. Elliott pointed those out. But
so everything that's required in here is standard. There's nothing extra we have to do.
What we're really used to with ARPA funds.
Okay. And with the amount of money we'll be receiving, they did have some the cybersecurity, the goals, the benchmarks to work towards, the different things. We'll be able to accomplish those with that.
The most important project that we had put in there was for a new firewall and an intrusion detection system for the county, and that was estimated about $40,000 for the purchase and the maintenance agreement. So at least it would definitely cover at least the most important project, and then there's some others in here, like updating some remaining endpoints, which are the, you know, the computers in various offices around the county. They're still running older Windows that isn't supported anymore. So there's some definite options that we can at least put some things into play for the county with this grant. So.
Perfect.
I've not discussed with you before, so I don't mean to get you off in the dark, but in the event, so they do the major things that the grant covers and everything, in the event that there's more, like you say, replace, is will the ARPA funds allow to go in and use them for that?
So we have put, the way the grants for this work, you put stuff in an equipment line or a supplies line, and you kind of identify what you want. If you don't spend all of that, you can still, as long as you stay within that equipment or supplies, you can adjust the grant for, like if you go over in one line or you're under in another, you can adjust the grant for those things.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further discussion?
No. Okay. When you sign this, you have to initial every page, too.
I have a bunch of yellow tabs.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Move to approve the fiscal year 2022 State and Local Cybersecurity Grant Program subaward agreement by and between Taney County and... Is it just the Missouri Department of Public Safety?
Homeland Security?
It's Homeland Security.
Homeland Security.
Office of Homeland Security, Division of Grants.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is the Loggers and Public Safety Group Final Amended Resolution, number 22-140HR. In February, we approved the original resolution. When it was submitted to Loggers, they had some new verbiage in there, and then upon receiving that, our attorney, Mr. Elliott, has reviewed and revised the resolution and has presented that to us. I have a letter here dated March 8th of 2023 from our attorney that has approved the revised resolution as to form.
Move to approve the Missouri Loggers Rule of 80 Public Safety Resolution, file number 22-140HR Supplement.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is the Intergovernmental Cooperative Agreement between Taney County, Missouri and Kirbyville R6 School District, number 23-009, RB, Road and Bridge. In front of us presenting, we have Road and Bridge Administrator Devin Huff.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Huff. How are you?
Good.
Devin, how long have we been working on this?
Oh, probably about 3 years.
Do you guys have any questions?
That was MODOC, was trying to get MODOC to come in on it.
Correct.
Then.
Correct. Uh-huh. We've had numerous meetings.
Yeah, when MODOC wouldn't, then the county
took
over.
Move to approve the Intergovernmental Cooperative Agreement by and between Taney County and Kirbyville R6 School District.
I would just check and see if they had the change that you asked, Devin. Did they get that change?
Yes, on number 8.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin. Next on our agenda is agreement between owner and contractor for construction contract stipulated price on the courthouse rehabilitation number 23-017 CM Commission.
So any of the concerns that were brought up was rectified. So do you guys have any questions?
I do not.
Was this in regard to the bond?
No, this is in regard to the concerns that you brought up were it was referencing some boilerplate language that was still in the contract that wasn't taken out that didn't apply. So it referenced certain things, and Mr. Elliott was trying to find those things that were referenced in the contract when they weren't in there.
Okay, I don't think I had noted on what concerns was brought up then.
It wasn't really concerns, it was just it pointed to certain language, but then the language wasn't there. And so there was just a mess up by one of the entities that left boilerplate language in an agreement.
Correct.
My understanding is the bonding and all that stuff's already been taken care of and has been ready for quite a while. So.
Oh, well, I'd asked the other day and I was told it was still waiting on bonding, so.
I don't know who you asked, but no, my understanding has been taken care of for a while. So, move to approve the agreement between owner and contractor for construction contract by and between Taney County and Young's Glass.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. That's all we have scheduled for here this morning. We are scheduled for 9:30 for Road and Bridge Roundtable discussion upstairs in the commission hearing room or the commission office. So at this time, it is 9:31. We'll be in recess.